he's talking, so we're not catching what meaning of his discussion is with us. So it's Steve's and Alan's charge, and they've taken it great to prepare something simple for us. And where there's things that are exceptional, that he's, we can go back into the first 8 pages and look at a line item. But when it's general like this, you get a sense, a much better sense of what's happening. Because I think most of us as board members want to be good fiduciaries, but you have no clue what he's talking about about 50% of the time. That's me, and I'm a finance guy.
So is your intention, Alan, this will be the front, this will lead the discussions from now on? I like it, I love it, I think it's great.
So they give us some examples of, they call them dashboards at the conference, and I have them somewhere. I can give them to the finance committee, it might give you some ideas on some other ways to consolidate.
The last.
Because they aren't gonna do anything good.
The last page is specific to the aquatic center. And at the top, you'll see year-to-date, we've got about $25,000 in revenue. So at the committee last night, they asked if we could get that broken down to find out how much is coming in per month, on average for memberships, for rentals, for lessons, for the classes we have, for the senior classes we have, or the whatever. So I have Maria working on that for me, so I'll be able to start reporting that. But our year-to-date expenditures are closer to 50, so we're not making money.
No.
And it's costing us about $100 per hour of operation for the pool.
Just for operation.
When it's open.
So are we charging at least $100 an hour for use?
For the, yes. For full use.
If it's costing us $100.
But if you don't use the whole pool, you don't pay $100, you know? Like Delmarva Christian is only gonna use a couple lanes.
So they would pay $25 per lane per hour. But anyone who's requesting four or more lanes will pay $100. And if it's beyond our hours of operation, they then also have to pay for custodian and they have to pay for lifeguards. Because ours are off at that point, so it's now costing us more than $100 an hour.
And what's the end date of, when do we close?
At night?
Yeah.
7. Monday through Friday it's 7, on Saturdays it's 5.
Now, are you expecting in your budget other schools, teams like Delmarva Christian and Sussex Central Rover?
Sussex Tech is gonna be using the pool this winter, Delmarva Christian, our school, and we have the Otters community swim team that's going to be using the pool. They'll be starting in the next week or so. And then there's another team that we're in, I think we're in negotiations with.
I think we are too.
Okay.
Have we ever looked at usage to see what hours it's utilized?
I've asked them to follow that, and yeah, it's morning and evenings. It's slow during the day when people are working.
Yeah.
So I've asked that they cut back on staff as much as possible during those days. But then more and more cheer people are using it. They were going twice a week, now they're doing 3. So the real slow time is between 9, or between noon and 4. And so we offer discounted drop-in fees during that time. Because I know the Y, at the Y, between 12 and 1, they have an adult lap swim. It's packed. A lot of people take their lunch hour during that time.
We need to just drop some pamphlets. By the way.
Close location.
Did you know?
Yeah, the mom's got to know. Mom's got to do some swim things.
So in terms of... the July financial that was passed around separately for the web report and the August. All of the July numbers are in here, but we just need to vote on both of them to put them on, be able to post them on our website. And then the August one, again, it includes the July numbers, is here. It's a summary of everything else that we've just gone through.
Alan?
Yeah.
Are you planning on, maybe cut down on your stuff? The monthly board report that you're doing here, are you planning on putting that on the web in contrast to the one that's page 8?
No, this is required. This is a template that's provided by the charter school office. I can put both.
I'm suggesting you potentially negotiate with charter school office to see if we can just do one report. That's all I'm saying. You mean what I say now? I don't know. But instead of having another report out there.
Okay, I can ask them. I mean, this particular administration in the charter school office, it seems to be a little bit more amenable to individualization.
Yes, more flexible, thank you.
Can I?
So if we make the motion to accept the financials as for August and July as presented.
Ms. Spencer makes a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
Should we do them separately?
Two seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And do you have that in the minutes that says July and August?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
All right, next on the agenda is the foundation update.
There should have been something sent out by.
It was, thank you.
Andrea, to give you the bullet points of what's happened. Construction is slow as molasses. I don't understand why, but the nest is finished, but it's hard to get to it because they're just finishing the pathway. But that'll all be done, I should say, probably should say a month or two, but it's supposed to be 2 weeks. We will follow that up with landscaping and irrigation to make it look less like a construction site. The rest you saw if you read it. Foundation is in good shape financially. We have a couple $1 million right now in the bank, but we have $1 million of outstanding bills roughly. So the end of everything that's being built now out there, which is the end of our building project until further notice, we should have $1 million left in the foundation account. And we'll have a meeting of the foundation board next week on the 26th. And are you going to be there?
I am.
I'm just checking my.
I have a couple questions. May I address a few questions, sir?
Yes, you may.
Okay. First question is, I remember at some point you said that there was playground equipment going in on the sides of the bleachers.
I would like to do that, but there's an issue with the liability that the school is concerned about. So the foundation will spend the money, but we need to be comfortable that we're not taking on extra liability.
Okay.
We are going to put down some kind of a rubberized surface, I think. Is that right, Trish? You got the samples?
Now, we still, Joe, do not have the samples.
Believe it.
I know.
They were sent by FedEx 2 weeks ago, allegedly.
Andrea, how many days did I ask for them? Probably 5 days.
Yeah. Every other. Yeah. No.
So maybe we won't be putting them stuff down.
Unless they're buried somewhere, but yeah.
Okay.
We'll ask again. But
anyway, we hope to be, it's all crushed stone right now, waiting to put this rubberized stuff on top of it so it is, it won't be hard on kids' knees or anything. It'd be nice on kids' knees even if they fall off the seesaw or whatever we put out there, if we do. For now, it's just going to be open. There's things that I think we could do, which is, you know, put hopscotch and other things out there that little kids might enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
But if they still do that, I don't know if they do.
Yeah.
Sure,
do
they
still play hopscotch?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you could just paint line on it.
That's in the budget.
So some other things our kids do, but anyway.
The second question I had is, any idea, I saw in the Coastal Point the number 45,000 was bandied around about dragon boat proceeds. Do we have any, I know it's just happened a few days ago, but do we have any rough estimate? Is that about right?
I don't. Gina might, but I don't.
Okay.
I think it is early for her to
Yeah.
come up with a number.
Joe, one of the things, and I don't know if Mr. DeVille, I've talked to him one other time, but nothing clarified. The sports boosters have these bricks from the old school, and sports boosters have spent money on the bricks. I would really appreciate it if Mr. DeVille would tell us where they ought to go. What I'm a little bit apprehensive about, I don't want just suddenly, one day out of the blue, somebody says they got the greatest idea since sliced bread, and let's put them here. So I would like Mr. DeVille's advice on where all of these bricks that the sports boosters have sold to raise money for the sports boosters be put. Mm-hmm. I want somebody with some expertise to tell us instead of
One of the things I've talked to Paul about is, you've seen at our home, we have this big, looks like an eagle.
Right.
I want to bring that out here because it really is a Seahawk. It's not an eagle. It's a big brass.
Right
when we come in. Yes. I'm not sure it belongs at the front entrance or where you go into the athletic complex.
That's where I'm thinking.
And then around it. So you put a pedestal. My thought is just like a dock. You know, you have three things that look like cut off telephone poles there with rope around them.
Yes.
And you have the Seahawk on top of it. And then around, you just do a whole circle of all your bricks. Yeah.
So, okay, great.
And that would be just on the other side of the white sidewalk between the two.
Uh-huh. Are these the bricks that we've been buying through sports business?
Yes. Plus, we have the ones from the other school. We have
What did you think they were?
I was wondering.
They haven't been used. They haven't been laid yet. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong verb. But we also have the ones from the other school that we brought over here.
The other idea is this little area between the two doors you come in, mm-hmm. where the flagpole is. Mm-hmm. It's sort of no man's land. That we could do it there as well and have it really at the entrance of the school. Put all the bricks out there and put the eagle or the Seahawk right in front of the flagpole.
That would keep people off your grass.
Yeah. Or, they'd walk on the
grass. Wrote it off.
So those are the two obvious places, and then obviously you do something down at the entrance, but I don't think we need it there.
If it's sports booster, it sort of makes sense to have it.
Yeah,
I like that. Sports idea, back in there.
All I'm really asking for is that someone with some landscaping know-how and make a decision about the best places, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody just coming in and having a wonderful idea.
We like to talk to them about it.
Okay. All right, thank you, Joe.
Yep.
Committee reports. So many people turned in their committee reports. I'm very grateful. Thank you. We won't spend time going over what committees have done over the past month. It is important that we get the reports every month. Mm-hmm. You have in your packet draft of committee assignments. I believe it's close to final. I have spoken with several of you. If any of you feel you're in the wrong committee or that you could be more productive somewhere else or have any suggestions for changes, you can email me and I will consider it final unless someone tells me they want a change there. In addition, I'm going to pass around a piece of paper that has board member contact information on it. I ask that you look at it and make sure we have correct address, the email you want used, et cetera.
You know, the other thing is in my board book, I have this fabulous Andrew Stay right here list right here that is the whole Sussex Academy, the board members, and the faculty mm-hmm. with their addresses and stuff. Can you get an updated version of this for us?
But it might not have been updated as it is.
No.
I'm not sure, Andrew.
Oh, we've hired new faculty since then, right?
Oh, yeah, they were already on
there.
They
were?
Yeah.
I don't remember getting
them.
July. But maybe we did.
Yeah,
at the workshop?
I think
at the workshop.
You might have gotten it.
But I'll
send it out.
Okay, just electronic. That'd be great. I'd like to have that.
I also put out for everyone this colored Delaware, it says Delaware General Assembly at the top. It is a list of all of the legislators. Because sometimes during the year, we ask you to contact your legislative people for something that has to do with charter schools and has the districts and who your representative is. I didn't print out the addresses for every representative or senator, but it does give you where to start if you don't happen to know who represents you.
Thank you.
So the, oh, I'm walking way down here. Oh, good, yeah. Oh, so the you also received policies. They are policies that we voted on last time. They are finalized now, and they go into your board book, your policy book. There was something that we needed to check on in the last meeting with respect to one of the policies. Trish did look it up, and the policy that we passed is in compliance. She double-checked on that one item we had a question about. At the board conference, I don't need to. At the board conference I attended in June, they recommended that we incorporate some kind of an educational item into every board meeting. In terms of educating boards, these are the two books that I bought at the conference that I found to be very helpful. They're very succinct, a quick read, and the school has purchased a copy of both of these books for every board member.
Thank you. This is great.
They are, they're good. I read them this summer. You can read them while you're waiting to pick up a kid. You can read them on the beach. They're a quick read.
Did I? Yeah.
Can you take your books? Yeah. So the educational items I put on the agenda for today were board members' duties and responsibilities and the open forum law. If you look in your board structure book, on page 27 in the middle, under 4.2, and if you want to pass out sandwiches, we're doing that.
Oh,
or something. Is that good? It says individual trustees are responsible for bringing concrete skills to the board that complement those of staff, actively contributing to the work of the board, assisting in setting long-term direction, carrying out specific tasks, and bringing a level of objectivity as stewards of the public trust who are vested in the school. That's the overlying principles of why we exist. If you turn to page 33 under 4.13, it addresses how much time should a trustee devote to the board each month. It says that we should expect to devote a minimum of 6 hours per month, attending the board meetings for 2 hours, monthly committee meetings for 1 to 2 hours, preparing for board and committee meetings 1 to 2 hours, and completing other board-related tasks another 1 to 2 hours. So we have work to do, people.
First of all, well, yeah, go ahead. I was going to make a joke about the 2 hour board meetings.
Well, yeah. Right. I'm working on it. And then on page 91 and 92, it goes over individual trustee performance expectations. Each trustee, it's actually a sample policy, but I found it very helpful. Each trustee is responsible for actively participating in the work of the board. And it said at the conference that the majority of our work should happen at the committee level, not here in this room. Each trustee is expected to affirm and strive to fulfill the performance expectations outlined below. So we are to believe in and be active advocates, down under specific responsibilities now. Believe in and be an active advocate and ambassador for the values, mission, and vision of the school. Work with fellow board members to fulfill the obligations of board membership. behave in ways that clearly contribute to the effective operations of the Board of Trustees. Focus on the good of the organization and the group, not on a personal agenda. Support board decisions once they're made by the group. Participate in an honest appraisal of our own performance and that of the board. Build awareness of and vigilance towards governance matters rather than management. Attend meetings, prepare for the meetings. And this says, be prepared and contribute approximately 8 to 10 hours per month. So I think it's a good review. And I know there were some questions by a couple at the end of last year. And I think that answers some questions that were outstanding. The other thing they recommended at the conference that we review every year is our open forum law. Why we tape record our meetings, why our meetings are open to the public, why we do some of the things we do. Our open forum law, which requires that our meetings be tape recorded, that we post, requires that we post them on our website, that requires the members of the public to come. That open forum law is found under the Delaware Freedom of Information Act, which is Title 29 of our state government law. And the philosophy behind it is that it is vital in a democratic society that public business be performed in an open and public manner so that our citizens shall have the opportunity to observe the performance of public officials and to monitor the decisions that are made by such officials in formulating and executing public policy. There are some things that a board can make private. Let's see. Do we have an open forum law? We do. Does our open forum law allow board meetings to be held by speakerphone? The answer to that is no. You can attend by speakerphone. You can listen and offer your opinion by speakerphone, but you can't vote, and you're not counted to the quorum if you're on speakerphone.
I'm sorry, you're on page what of which book?
I'm on page 49 of board meetings. And I'm not going to do every single one of those. Okay. Do we know the requirements for giving notice of public meetings and where to post and how far in advance? We are supposed to post the date, time, and agenda 7 days in advance at, quote, the principal office. I believe we do it on our website. Is that correct? Yeah.
Do you put the agenda on the website?
Yeah. Sorry. We've got to get better about that.
We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does your law require you to take minutes in a particular way? Our minutes we have to tape record our meetings, and we have to have written minutes. They must be available for public inspection. They have to be posted 5 days after we approve them. So today we approved June. They have to be posted within 5 days. They must include a record of those present. They must include a record of each vote taken and the action agreed upon. And minutes of our executive sessions can be withheld so long as non-disclosure is appropriate. So that brings me back, what are the reasons we can have executive sessions? We can have executive session to discuss personnel matters, potential employee qualifications, their names, identifying information, their company, their abilities. We can have executive session to discuss disciplinary matters regarding a student or an employee. We can have executive session to discuss documents that are not public records. We can have strategy sessions, including if we're having preliminary discussions to acquire a capital asset that we don't want made public because of competition reasons, pending litigation or legal advice. We can have an executive session and keep private if we're discussing contributions made by individuals that want to be kept anonymous, their identity anonymous. Activities of law enforcement agency in efforts leading to criminal apprehension. So those are the reasons we can have executive sessions. And the last thing we discuss is, do you review the open meeting law? And that's what we just did. So yes, we do. So I am going to try and include some educational items in our meetings. If anybody has any ideas of things they want to learn about or feel like they don't know what they're supposed to be doing as a board member, I'm open to all suggestions. I talked to Steve about possibly doing some financial training for us in some of the board meetings too. Tried to go through those quickly tonight because we have an open house. But I also, if you need follow-up, these books or me, I can answer your questions.
Susan, can I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Committees should be meeting on a regular basis, and that's where a lot of the works. If you're supposed to spend 8 hours a month or 10 hours a month, it should be less in the board meeting and more in committee meetings, or at least the same amount. I think we have a habit here of effectively saying we're on a committee, but we never meet. The chair of the committee reports on occasion, but there's really not a lot of committee meetings. I recommend that every committee chair ask themselves the question 2 weeks before the next board meeting, do we need a committee meeting just before the board meeting? It's always best if this is a Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday morning, you have a committee meeting. So the committee's up to date before the committee chair gives their report. Or you do it a week early if you want a written report from the committee, but there needs to be a rhythm to it. So every board chair has a sense that ever have a committee meeting, we got three things that are important for the committee to understand in order for us to report to the board. That's one point. Second point is we should endeavor to have far more non-board members on committees. People that you respect their opinion on whatever the subject matter is. If it's building and grounds, we need another building and grounds kind of a guy. We need Paul up to build us, the landscape guy. And every committee can think through who should be on outreach, who should be on finance, and so forth, and bring people into Sus's Academy's circle of leadership that may be future board members. It's not the only reason to have them on the committee, but there's an awful lot of very talented people in this county that we should be using as committee members. Mm-hmm. And that will help the committee chair if they say, would you be on my committee? Right. As far as committees go, the committee chair is the boss. Right. You don't have to go to Susie or anybody else to put somebody on your committee. It's your committee. Mm-hmm. So find some people and add to your committee a couple of people. And as I said earlier, I think it's very important that we try to schedule committee meetings. Almost every committee should meet at least 3 or 4 times a year. And I can look around here and say, how many times has that happened? Right. And it doesn't, other than finance. Finance mm-hmm. has to meet, because they do that monthly.
But the rest of our committees don't. Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. outreach meets monthly.
Yeah.
Great. But I think that's something that we need to learn from the example of those who do it around here to do a better job of it.
Well, that
another good source for potential committee members are former board members.
Mm-hmm.
We have several on the finance committee, and that helps out because mm-hmm. they've got some institutional knowledge. And, mm-hmm.
Right,
it helps.
But and I can say Jen and I spend a lot of time looking at these committees and who should be on what committee. But you know, we're limited by the number of people we know. You all know yeah. way more people than we do. So if you have suggestions, we are always open to having more people. In fact, you can pick, for the most part, who's on your committee. We have to know and make sure it's appropriate. But and that is actually a good segue into this document, the Sussex Academy Executive Board Objectives established at the workshop on July 19th. And this actually ties into what Joe is saying as well. If we look at the last, so the front page, we had a workshop in July. We established some goals that we wanted to work on over the coming year. On page 3, we assigned those goals to committees. And what we would like to do, each committee to do, is to take the goals that were assigned to it, come up with how you're going to reach that goal by the end of the year, or if it's too big a goal for to complete in 1 year, what piece we want to reach by the end of this year, and then work backwards and give me deadlines for steps along the way to reach that goal that I can put on the agenda. For example, Lance, you gave me a really good committee report that outlines the things you wanted to accomplish over the year. If you could put some dates by which the pieces of that would be achieved during the year, I can incorporate those onto the agenda. So then you'll be getting a monthly reminder, oh, you know, this is supposed to be done by now, and next month this is supposed to be done, which would probably help people say, oh, I need a meeting on that. I need to have a committee meeting to get there. So that's what I'd like to ask. For example, I guess one of the examples that comes to mind is Lauren and I were looking at the Hispanic Festival, which was last weekend, and in trying to get there, we realized the deadline to register was in June. Well, now we know for next year, put that June deadline right on the agenda so that it's coming. We know we have to register for it. Put on there, we need the pamphlets and the information right on the agenda so that we have that reminder and it's done. Everybody has noticed. It's not a surprise or panic. Oh no, we need this now.
Right.
So that's my goal, is that we can come up with some sort of a system with dates on an agenda. All right. Does anybody have any questions or comments or more information on that? Oh,
new business.
Mm-hmm. There's sandwiches back here. If anybody, you're welcome to come get one when you're hungry.
New business.
I've lost my agenda. It's in my papers. We're on charter application.
Okay, charter application. In your packet, you will see a one-page document that says 2017-18 charter school. You've received this document before. However, this is an updated document. So any that you have in the past, you might want to throw in the trash. Because one date has changed. I want to talk a little bit about this and talk about charter renewal. This timeline maps out what will happen at what time. You'll notice that on October the 16th, 2017, there is a public hearing held at 5:00 in Georgetown. Now, in the past, these public hearings have been held in Dover. I think to reach perhaps the audience where the charter school is located, they're moving the public meetings closer to the where the charter school is located. Mm-hmm. This particular hearing is being held in Georgetown at the public library. I'll go there, or one of the administrators will be there, but my game plan on this, I have no idea if there are going to be people there that are going to be, whether, number one, anybody's going to be there. Number two, if people that are at this hearing are going to be those that are pro-charter school or pro this school or are not favorable to charter schools. So my intention, I've reached out to the Sports Booster president, and I've reached out to the PTO president, and I've said, hey, send me some names of some parents that you believe would be interested in attending this meeting and to speak to their experiences at Sussex Academy. So they've each given me a list of names. It's my intention to contact these people and say, hey, would you mind attending this hearing? This is the purpose. If you can speak favorably, about the school, we'd like you to attend. And obviously,
you can't stay home. No.
Your list. But anyway, and so I do have a list. If any of you
wish to attend. I do think it would be a good idea if at least one board member is there, quite frankly.
Show of hands.
I can go.
I'll be there.
Are you taking down names, Andrea, when I ask you who's coming?
It's a Monday. Monday night.
We change the date to October the 16th.
I would go, that's something that I don't know if I can make.
All right. So I want to point out.
Steve also.
I want to point out some other, significant dates here. One is October 24th. That is going to be held in the cabinet room. And it is imperative, in my view, that the president and or the vice president and or the person on, are you going to be in town?
Do we look at me?
Yes, you. On foundation? I'm thinking the foundation because they have questions here about the building and other things. What I'm saying, Joe, is I think that you could speak to some of those financial aspects relative to the building and the kind of long-term plans. I think Steve Burke, if you can be there, and I don't want to sound like I'm picking who ought to go, but I'm saying who I think is important to be there.
This is the 24th, right, Trish?
Yes.
Let's call spade a spade.
But it's because of your role, okay, is
right.
Why I think it's important.
That's a Tuesday.
That's
Delaware today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sussex County today, anyway.
Okay.
Some people.
I will commit to it, but let me just check my calendar and make sure.
All right. Because they're going to ask questions, they're going to, there's a section in the charter renewal that they're going to expect the board to speak to instead of having me or Alan or somebody else speak to. Mm-hmm. So if you, and this board and this process, ladies and gentlemen, is a much more sophisticated process than what we've been through in the past. Now, if the whole board wants to wind up and go, that's fine. But it is important that we have some board presence at this particular meeting. The way I'm planning on doing it, we're having a group of kids that are going to do a little video about the school. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably going to introduce them. The kids are going to talk about the school. They're going to share their little video. And then we're going to launch into whatever our charter renewal is. I'm not prepared to do it yet because I haven't thought about the how to do it. But I think what ought to happen is that we have different sections that we break up and different people speak to the different sections.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even if you go, you don't necessarily have to talk. But some of you, I want to talk.
Do you want RSVP for the 24th too?
Yes. So give Andrea an RSVP for the 24th. Andrea,
you know.
How do I know? I have nothing to do.
And it's not that none of the rest
24th?
Of you are invited.
Actually,
yeah, I mean, it's...
And Steve was going to let us know, right?
No, not about the 24th. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean,
yeah.
All of you are invited. There are just some key people that I think the leadership, I'm not going to explain anymore. You understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got Andrea, you can also put me down for 16.
Okay. On November, now I'm going to have another date that's important, is there's a final meeting. I am laboring under an assumption that there's not going to be any, some of us need to be there. If everything is fine, tremendous, and all those good things, our being there, we'll be there. I don't anticipate, and I don't think, Alan, help me here. Do you know if that 27th meeting, do we still have time to rebut things, or does it?
Yeah, on the 30th, they're going to send the report to us, their initial report.
Okay.
We have an opportunity to respond to that report. It'll be additional questions for clarification.
Mm-hmm.
They may ask us to reconsider certain things that we put in there, and then we respond, and then we go in, and they basically respond to our
right.
response.
Exactly.
So it's a good idea that we have people there, but we may have a better idea. If there's a, somehow I think if there are any real problems, mm-hmm. we will have a better idea before the 27th. They issue the report, so that's not a meeting. December 5th, there is a public hearing. Again, now it's going to be in Dover. Again, I just think it's a good practice that there are some bodies sitting there that are supportive of the school.
And that public hearing will probably be for all charter schools that are going for renewal this year. That's why it's in such a large location.
You'll notice there's a public comment period because they take written comments, and then the state board meeting, it'll be voted on at the December board meeting.
We won't be the only